Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We are in a very important time. I have been telling you, this season is a very important season to see God's power, God's mercy. And I know this is the beginning of a revival. So before the revival comes, there will be a lot of things happen: shaking, shocking, cleansing, pruning, preparing the hearts of the people. So this is a time of preparation. So first thing I just ask you, the people, be prepared. So get ready. Prayer. Number one is a prayer. That's what I'm asking you. Get ready the prayer. The churches, ministries all focus on prayer. So we need the prayer. Praying. The church, I believe, I'm declaring from maybe from October 1st, I really want to have a 100-day prayer. So this one thing I want to declare to you is 100 days prayer, every day 1 hour. 100 days. I'm asking all nations, not only you, all nations, many, many churches joining. 100 days will be prayer for 1 hour every day. And I believe that your church can take up 1 hour. That 1 hour can be a Zoom prayer. But I believe that 1 hour, I want everyone to have 5 minutes prayer. 1 hour corporate. But in that, everyone can have 5 minutes, like at least 12 people. Continuously for 100 days. If more than 12 people join, fine, that's fine. But minimum 12 people I want to join for 100 days. That number one, this prayer is mainly for the children and the young people. God is speaking to me. He is going to raise up children and the young people the coming years. Because wherever I go, I have a very, very negative stories, negative, especially about the children and young people. Even yesterday, I went to bed, even the pastor told me. So negative. I don't want to hear all the negative stories. And the pastor said, like, you know, I have 2 kids, very good, smart, IT, all grown, 39, 37, very smart boys, very young boy, you call my kids, and my church is a big church in Fremont, and all that. He said, this kid, you know what he said? Don't believe these young people. I'm ashamed of my sons. They don't want God. I feel so sorry I came to America, leaving everything from India, came to America. Finally, I lost my children. They're smart, but they don't want God. I'm ashamed. And I said, no. Start 100 days. You know what's going to happen. I challenge you. In 100 days, God can change. Do you believe your prayer, God can answer your prayer?
Yes.
I believe it. I totally agree with you. It's not only in America. All over the world I see. We have lost the young generation. But how long we are going to have this negative thinking, negative attitude? Today I tell you, something is going to happen. My God is going to raise up this generation again. I believe it. I want you to believe it. Every day, 1 hour, believe for children, young people. Number one, I want you to, the 5 minutes, pray for your son and daughter. This is my first request. Every day, 100 days, I want you to pray for your son and daughter. Even though you may think your sons are good, your daughter is good. No, I really want you to bless them. Pray for them, bless them. And in that, within 100 days, I ask you to join your children in that prayer, in your family. Can you do that? Even if they are not willing, just tell them, this prayer is for you. This prayer for the young generation. Ask your children to pray for the young generation. This is my first prayer. How many of you want to be a part of this prayer? Thank you, Jesus. Sister, I'm so glad that sister. Okay. I thank God. I'm so glad, you know, that I could see the sister sitting at the last, the black mask. You. I tell you, your prayer will be very powerful prayer. God is giving you a heart for the children. Your prayer is so anointed, so powerful, I tell you. God is going to release young generation, and especially your children. God is giving you, this is exactly the calling. God is calling these fathers and mothers, raise up, receive the anointing. For I don't want to have many agenda. In the 100 years, I want to have the fathers and mothers to pray for your children, number one. Your children. I tell you very strongly. First, God wants your children to come to the Lord. Very clearly, I want to give you a message for you. You pray for so many people, but your children. And your children will bring other children, the young people. That's my second prayer. I see that's coming upon you. In the name of Jesus, I see so many people. You have the power of intercession. You have the power of prayer. In Jesus' name. Sister, right? And you, the brother, right? So you will receive the Father's heart. You will receive the Father's heart. I know that you are a father. But many times you say, I'm not a father. It's out of my control. I'm a father. You always say, I'm a father. I want to be a father. But these days you said, I'm struggling to be a father. Yes, but God is giving you authority of your father. Amen. And He will release such a power to the children. Amen. God is calling you. Don't give up. 100 days, keep on praying. 5 minutes, keep on praying with your wife. You will see God is going to do whatever. These days, 100 days, I want to see miracles happening. I want to see miracles happening. That's what I'm telling you. Miracles will happen only when you start praying. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. So I really want you to have a prayer for the children, young people. Number one, your children, and number two, also the young generation, the children, the people outside. I really want you to pray. And number two, I want to see miracles happening in these 100 days.
Amen.
Do you believe in miracles?
Amen.
Do you believe in miracles?
Amen.
Do you believe in miracles?
Amen.
I believe in miracles. There's going to be a miracle happening. I see some extra power is coming because of your prayer and faith. I see some, because the reason is another, the negative areas I'm seeing, so many families, so many pastors, even so many good people, intercessors, lot of attack. And you know, one of the messages I gave 3 years back, there is going to be attack on the spiritual leaders, spiritual fathers and mothers. Top leaders will be taken away, attacked, and many will be taken away. It's happening. Many good pastors, bishops, many good intercessors attacked. Even many left these days. What 3 years back I said, spiritual fathers, the spiritual leaders will be attacked. But I tell you, this 100 days, God is going to kind of wall. It's a prayer wall. We are going to block this attack. Spiritual fathers and mothers are going to raise up. These 100 days, I see so many spiritual fathers and mothers are going to raise up. God is going to see the spiritual powers coming into His kingdom. Amen?
Amen?
He's going to come back to America. I see the spiritual powers coming back. So many men, so many leaders are attacked and fallen. And God is going to raise them back again. So I believe this 100 days is very important for the spiritual power, spiritual authority, spiritual fathers and spiritual mothers.
Amen.
So I really encourage you, as spiritual fathers and mothers, join together in 100 days. Maybe once a week you can gather in the church. Those who are joining this 5 minutes prayer, that is 1 hour, 5 minutes. And in that prayer, I want everyone to join, maybe in the church or in a family. You can join some families, you can join together, you may not be able to come, but at least families join together. Focus on these areas. Number one, I want to see the young generation. Number two, I want to see the miracles happening. Because many of the pastors, leaders, they have brought up in these 10 days, I see very important people got cancer. 7 people. This one, 10 days. The 10 days. Wherever I go, I just went to Los Angeles. I'm just going, I see one young girl, 17. And then I'm coming to San Diego, and then they call me like a senator and a big famous doctor. They all gathered. I said, I don't know who they are. I just went inside. I said, why? Two senators, they say, like, I don't know why. I don't know anyone. Then I was sharing. I see them crying. I see them tissue paper. And so was that. Then finished there, the senator took me in and took me to the room where all the sitting. He said, please, can you come? I went to the room. And he said, this is all the big, one of the largest in America, the second one in the Cancer Institute. I'm building it here. But you know why? My wife has a fourth thing in cancer. Wow. Can you come and pray for my wife? Wow. And I said, I believe in miracle. Your wife, fourth degree, will be cancer will be healed.
Amen.
I believe in the power of prayer. Fourth degree, it will be healed. In the name of Jesus, it will be healed. Immediately I felt I should declare this 100 days prayer. Immediately when I told my wife, all children started from yesterday, 100 days they started. I told so many people that had cancer. And some of the things is, I can't believe it. Such an attack on even the young people. I said, they are in coma. They are in accident. Why? He said, 100 days. God is speaking to me about 100 days. I'm going to show my glory. I'm going to show my power.
Amen.
Within 100 days, even they will come back. They will be healed completely. Well, I want to see the miracle.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
Do you believe that?
Amen.
You believe that?
Amen.
You know, God is going to show the miracle in 100 days. Do you believe that?
Amen.
That's going, you need a miracle. And God is going to show up in 100 days. You will see that. Some people, you need a wait for 100 days. You will see in the first 10 days, God will show up. You don't wait for 100 days. But I ask you to continue 100 days. Even in the first week, you will see the miracle happen. I want to see miracle these days. Because people are so negative. Wherever I go, I see them. They lost the hope. When they look at the children, they lost the hope. When they see the sickness, they have lost the hope. They see the business, they lost the hope. When they see the marriage, they lost the hope. Everywhere, no hope. But I tell you, God sent me to come here with the hope. Release the hope. Because the hope is not in me, it's not in my power, it's not in my word. I believe in the power of God. I see the power of the Holy Spirit. So today I'm declaring to you people, I'm declaring all the people who are sitting here, you have to see the power. You have to see the miracle. You should see the miracle. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
Even this young girl, I tell you are a young girl, I tell you will see the miracle. This young girl, you will see the miracle. When you apply for the university, you will see the miracle. When you just go without any money, you will see miracle. When you just apply for a subject, and you will see that miracle. When you apply for a room, and a place, you will see the miracle. Everything will be miracle. In 100 days, there will be miracle for you. Then you will see the young people around you, they have no hope, and they will raise up because of you. You have to see the miracle, all miracle happening. God is going to use you for the young people. You have to start this ministry for the youth ministry. God is calling you. But the youth ministry will be completely restoration ministry. God is giving to you. This youth ministry, come back there, take back their identity. They will see they are new people. They are something for God, for the glory of God. You are going to see the new identity, restoration of identity. That is your calling. God is releasing to you. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? I tell you, prayer. Prayer. That's why I told even a pastor here, I'm not here to preach a big message. I want your church. I don't want your church to have 2,000, 3,000 people. I want your people to focus on God.
Amen.
I want the people to depend on God, not on a man.
Amen.
Not on a church, but on God.
Amen.
Whenever we come, we have to praise Him, glorify Him, thank Him. We come, everyone, every day, every time come and say, I was so low, broken, I was rejected, I was lonely, but God came. I saw God, I saw the miracle, my spirit come up. It's not only money, it's not healing from cancer, it is a spirit coming up. It's a spirit. Many people have the spirit of discouragement. Many people have the spirit of fear. Many people are even the spirit of death, but today I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. No more fear. No more anxiety. No more depression. No more fear. God is declaring, sister, that sister, you know, this is yes. God is declaring you. When you start praying, the spirit of fear, the spirit of depression will go. Start praying. Start praying. You will see the spirit of fear is around you. I see that around you. That's the spirit of fear. Spirit of uncertainty. But I tell you, within 100 days, the spirit of fear will be completely broken. God is releasing you. After 100 days, when you start shouting with God's spoke, God starting, you will see such a uncertainty. You'll be very bold to start. You will step out, you and your husband will start this ministry. God is releasing you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It's a time to focus on God, focus on prayer, not on man, not to hold on to negative words. I understand. I totally understand. When you say Ezekiel chapter 37, totally understood. Son of man, what do you see? But then Ezekiel said, I saw only dry bones. That is true. It's a fact. And Joshua, God called, what do you see? He said, Jericho walk. That is true. I accept, I understand your financial problem, your marriage problem, the problem with your children, even with your ministry. I see that's a big problem. I totally agree with you. But where are you? What is your attitude? Today, that's what I want to share with you. I totally agree. You have too many problems, too big problems. But again, I want to tell you, big problem is a big blessing. Right? I always preach on that. You have big problem. People say, Pastor, you have only small problem. You don't know, I have a big problem. Wow, that means I have only small blessing. You have a big blessing. Big problem. That's a negative word. Big blessing. That is a positive word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Be positive when you pray. I encourage you, God told Ezekiel, go! I ask you to go inside among the dry bones. Look at that. He called Joshua, look at the wall. He didn't say, go to the temple in Jerusalem, sit there 24 hours, praise the Lord, take the flag and bring a lion of Zion and a shofar. No! The time will come when the wall is broken, when you go inside, you take everything. That time you blow the trumpet, you show the flower. Now, they show the flower so that look at the wall. Many people want to run to Israel, Jerusalem. Don't go to Jerusalem now. The time will come, you can go.
Amen.
First thing, break the wall of Jericho. You break and go inside, and everything will be ready. You can possess it.
Amen.
Without breaking, you cannot possess it. He said, see the wall. You see, in Joshua chapter 6, verse 2, he said, Joshua, you know, God did not tell Joshua, yeah, you know, you go, you get the people, your Bamar, you pray, and they know and see what's happening. You know things, yes, yes, go, you will get. No, he said, I have, in Joshua chapter 6, he says, verse 2, you know what he said, I have given Jericho into your hand. Wow. Do you see that the difference between God did not say, I will give Jericho, you all go. No. He said, already I have given Jericho into your hand. Amazing. He said, chapter 6, verse 2 says, and the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given Jericho into your hand. Wow. Have you ever read this? You all know, yes, Jericho wall was broken and God told them. No, God, the beginning, the first day, you are starting of 100 days, even the first day God said, I have given. You just go, that's all. I have given Jericho into your hand. But you are seeing the wall. You are seeing the wall, but there is something behind the wall. It's a Jericho. The Jericho inside is a treasure. It's enough for your life. You can even rebuild the Jerusalem with these treasures. It's there. But God said, I have given Jericho into your hand. That means before it happens, the young girl, before you go to the university, God prepared a best room for you. And even God who prepares the scholarship for you. Amazing God. Amazing God. God has already prepared. I have given everything, Jericho in your hand. But now you are standing in front of the wall. Lord, what are you talking? I'm standing in the wall of Jericho. You are talking about some treasures inside? Yeah, that is called the prayer. The prayer is always, you pray that something is going to happen. You proclaim, you claim and proclaim it. You possess in your spirit and claim and proclaim it. It's not just say, God is giving. No, it's already there. You have to claim and proclaim it. You have to claim, this is mine, because God already given to me. Don't say, I'm going to receive this phone, I'm going to this glass, I'm going to this Bible. No, it's already given. Somebody paid. I always say, you pray and God will pay. I always say, how do you get this? I pray or somebody pays. That's all. I don't pay, but somebody will pay. But the first thing, I pray. Right? But many people, they pay and then want to pray. That's also good, no problem. But for me, no way. It's the other way. I pray and somebody pay my bill from my hotel. Amen. This is my life all the time. One day I was in Korea, in the mountain. I always go. I'm going now to Korea. After 3 years, I'm going to the mountain. I'm so excited to go to Korea, in the mountain. Even this week, I'm going to the mountain. Always, even though I'm here, where's the mountain? I search. Or I pray for people to buy the mountain. I came last time, I prayed for somebody to buy the mountain. Because I said, I need it. I can't go to Korea for 3-4 years. I want you to buy the mountain. This time I say, he took me to the mountain. He said, I got 40 acre mountain. Can he come? He gave the key to me yesterday. Oh! I ask him, how did you get this for, 40 acres? Mean $10 million, $15 million. He said, you told me to pray, I prayed. Somebody paid it. Wow. Say amen.
Amen.
I'm telling the truth here. If you come with me tomorrow, you will see the place where I'm standing. I said, you pray. Why do you worry about money? Who? Pray. You pray, God will pay. Amen?
Amen.
So, when you pray, believe it. Believe it. God told Joshua, I have given Jericho into your hand. Now only thing, you proclaim, you claim it and take it, possess it, that's all. Don't make it a new prayer. Lord, when will you give? How will you give? Who will come? Which bank will come? That's not your problem. Don't pray that way. It's already done. What you say, before it comes, believe this is going to happen and pray. Before it comes, then start thanking God. I received it. I have received it. I have received it. Amen?
Amen.
You have a big problem, pray over the Bible. It's here. I'm able to see that with my eyes. With my spirit, the eyes of the faith. I see that it's happening. It's happening. It's all our faith. It's all your thoughts. It's all your spirit. When you have a negative thinking, you have the spirit of losing all the time. You have the spirit of fear. Yes. It's not going to happen today. It may happen after 10 years. But if you have the positive faith, it will happen today. Tomorrow. Within 100 days, it will happen. Or you have to wait for another 10 years to happen. It's all your thinking, your prayer, your faith, your attitude to prayer. Prayer is not just asking. Prayer is always thanking.
Amen.
Thank Him, praise Him, thank Him. Don't always say, will He give, when will He give, who will give, how much. Don't say that. Say, thank God, it's done. I'm going to go forward. And you will see that. Exactly what I prayed, what I saw, what God spoke to me, even the numbers, I see them. Even number. Can you believe it? Even the number will be there. Amazing. One day I was praying for one pastor. I said, God is going to give you a number, this number, and the highway in the desert, you have it. And I go to Dubai, and I see they call me. I said, please, Pastor, come. I said, okay. Amen. Then I said, Pastor, do you remember? 4 years back, you prayed in Hong Kong over me, but we all locked. What are you praying? He said, you will see on the road when you go, you will see 611, you will see highway, and you will start a church, you will go. You know what? They took me in the car, and they in Dubai, the largest track, 8 tracks, they put 611 highway.
Amen.
Literally, I saw on the road, big door, the highway put 611 highway. And she told me, I said, when you prayed for me in Hong Kong, I never believed. I moved to Hong Kong and then Dubai, and then you told me to start a church, a ministry in Dubai. Then I saw the street, the highway in Dubai, the largest, the new highway they put, is they put 611 highway. And then I wanted to get a house. You know my house, please come and stay in my house. 611. Wow! I'm not telling you stories. I'm telling you what God is doing today to me and to my people. And I'm telling you, this is going to happen to you and your people. Do you receive it today?
Amen?
Said, I have given Jericho in your hand, don't be afraid. But before Jericho, there is a wall. That's true. But that's not your duty. You cannot pull down this Jericho wall. But you can do one thing. Praise me. Thank me. Enough. The best way, all the evil and problem, thank God. Praise Him. The wall will be broken. It's very positive. But you see the situation in front of Joshua. Because the people whom he is leading from Moses, all the time complaining, murmuring people, that is the best gift Moses handed over to Joshua. I know what Joshua was all the time. Lord, my father Moses, he gave all the complaining, murmuring people to me. When he handed over, he should have given a nice people. These are complaining people. But Joshua, backside, he saw all murmuring, complaining. But at the front, the biggest wall. But he raised his voice. He turned his eyes towards God and proclaimed, my God is good. His mercy endures forever. And He is Jehovah. And we declare, that is a march. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Look upon God in all your situations, the wall will be broken. By your power, you cannot touch it. You cannot even go near. But I tell you, not by your spirit, not by your power, but by the spirit of the Lord.
Amen?
Amen? Miracle will happen. Miracle will happen. But you need that positive faith, looking upon God and receiving the word of God. The Bible, all the time I read, I see only one thing. The Bible is very positive. Very positive. So many words. People always receive this word and read. No. Put this word and put just encourage inside and declare that word. You have to declare. Not getting a blessing. Declare every day. Amen. Declare it. That is the strategy God gave to Joshua. Go around the wall of Jericho. Don't go somewhere and pray. Go. God told Nehemiah, go. Go to Jerusalem. In the night time, and everybody sleeping, go around, see the Jerusalem. And he came back and said, he said, I myself, I know in Syria, I was praying, I was God speaking, that's not the end. But I want to start the ministry before I myself walk inside, I myself see inside, I myself be experienced inside, and then I start it. That's called the burden. He went inside, started walking, and then he came back and said, whole night I went around Jerusalem. I saw my city, my city, my city. The wall is broken. The gates are burned with fire. I saw with my eyes. I never thought my city will be ruined like this. My people will be ruined like this. I'm so burdened. I'm crying, Lord, send me. Lord, send me. The next thing after this prayer and confession and declaration, then they said, Lord, send me. Send me after 100 days prayer. Lord, send me for the young ministry, youth ministry, children ministry, God's kingdom, or maybe Dubai, or maybe South Africa, or Uganda. Send me.
Amen.
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 Amen. You know, God tells you to go, you have to go. Yes, this is the yes. When God tells you to go, you have to go. God will send you. You don't worry about the wars. Even in the house, they may not be ready to release you. But you go. You tell them, no. And you go. God is releasing you these days to the people, the community. You will go inside and come back. When you come to the church, you will start crying. Your hands, legs will be shivering. Because you saw something different. Your people did not see that. You saw that. So their prayer, your prayer is so different. You'll be anointed in the night time. Just like Nehemiah, a nighttime watchman. God is giving you a watchman anointing. Nighttime, you will not be able to sleep. Your sleep will be only 4 hours or 5 hours. That's all. 4 hours. But every time will be shaking time. Don't think it's not a problem. It is an anointing coming upon you. God is releasing you. Go, go. Cannot sleep. Cannot eat. Cannot wait. Go, go, go. God is releasing you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Believe. The important thing I'm telling you, the church people, in your prayer, we all pray, but we don't have that positive faith. We always carry negative, negative, negative. This ain't won't say negative. This ain't positive. Then we come before God. No. You may come with a negative, but when you come before God, release the negative. Release the negative out. But turn your positive to God. Talk to God before God. Just always say thank God for everything. Pray without ceasing, give thanks to God for everything. This is what Paul says. Pray without ceasing, rejoice. In prayer, rejoice. That is the power God is releasing. So it's a time to pray, brothers and sisters. It's a time to have a very positive outlook. Be positive. Even though in America, the whole situation, the government, our politics, our economy, everything is so different. You are not able to accept. But God says, don't quit, stay back.
Amen.
Don't go to Taiwan. Right? Don't go to China. No, stay back in America. Amen?
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 Yeah. Don't make a decision to go to Taiwan. Sit up here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because this is a time. You are different. The whole situation is so different. It's so negative. You never expected this happening in America these years. But you stay back here. Because you have the power and authority. God has given you. So be positive. Through you something is going to happen. You are chosen to release the power, the glory of the Lord. So that's the important thing, is our spirit should be very positive. Whenever we come before God, it's a positive spirit always raises up. When a positive goes, negative automatically. The more time you spend on positive thing, the negative will show. No time for negative. Satan will be waiting and waiting, then will you talk negative? Sorry, I have no time. My time, the class session is over. Please, you back up and go. You give no time for your Satan. Waiting and waiting to talk negative. The Satan comes to the church to talk about negative. But all the people talking positive, positive. He says, please give me some time. Give me 10 minutes. Give me 5 minutes. The pastor says, so sorry, we have no time for you. Please come next week. Satan has no time. When you talk about positive, always thanking God, praising God, he has no time. Don't entertain him here. Even, you know, in my talk, you can see, in my preaching in so many years, I don't talk about Satan. I talk about Jesus.
Amen.
I don't want to give you too much praise here. I always talk about Jesus, the power of Jesus, the name of Jesus, the glory of Jesus, the presence of God. That's what I'm talking all the time. Amen? God's people always speak about Jesus. Very positive things. We see in Mark, if you see that, the positive, even the pastor, why I'm coming to your pastor, I love him, but I feel so bad for him. Pastor is such a good man. Why this church has not many people? I say, I'm going. I bring many people into the church. Many new people into the church. Yes. Because the Spirit God wants you to receive a positivity. This church will go. I'm not going to close down and go back to Taiwan. I will stay back. The church will come. I will see the church, 300 people. Then I move out. 300 people coming and praying and seeing miracles and seeing worshipping. Ah, that's the time. That is my mission. When you believe, says, you know, Mark chapter 11, he says, verse 22, he says, okay, Jesus had answered and said to them, have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to the mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, and he will have whatever he says. Amazing word. Amazing promise. And then he said, therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
That means, before you pray, believe that you are going to have it, and you will receive it.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Now you believe it. I'm going to have it. I want to thank God for this, and you will have it. It is your word. It is your proclamation. It is the utterance of your word, even from the mouth. You have to say, amen.
Amen.
Amen. It's from your mouth. It's from your heart the mouth should speak. And the word comes out. He said, amen. It's something deeper in you is coming out. Amen. It's going to happen. It's already happened. Amen. Amen means something happened. You are just accepting. That's all. Whenever you say amen, it's done. So I say amen to you. Somebody has done, somebody say, I say amen. That's called amen. So you, whenever you say amen, God is so happy. Oh, somebody says what I am going to do. Somebody says amen. He is agree with me, I'm going to give to him. If you don't agree with God, he's not going to give to you. You say, okay, I'm waiting for you, please come. No. You say amen, then I come. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? Receive these words. Every time, most of the time, the word you speak is very important. I'm always going to churches, even some people, I say, what we talk, 1 hour, 50 minutes? Most of the time, negative, very hard. I see a lot of problems, but still, I see them, wow, so positive words coming out. Your mouth. Your mouth say, yes, thank God, God bless me. God did so good to me. I'm so blessed. It's really good. Yes? The word that you speak out. That way God blesses you. As per your word, God blesses you. You see that in Matthew, yes. He says, when you pray, don't simply pray. And says, you have, when you pray, that God will just bless you according to your word. Amen?
Amen?
Yes. Chapter 12, Matthew chapter 12, verse 37. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Amen?
Amen.
Verse 35 says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things. But I say to you, from every idle word men may speak, idle word men may speak, they will give account to it in the day of judgment. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. If you say by your word Amen, it will be done. Amen. If you say no, it will be no. It's your word. It's the word that we declare most of the time. That's why when I come to the church, people pray, but the word they release most of the time, negative words, I say, your prayer is not very strong. It's not a real word, a real prayer. You pray, God is good, and I'm so happy, so many songs, but in your word you say, pastor is not good, the people are not good, the church microphone is not good, air condition is not good, you know, the light is not good, the pastor away is not good. What is that? But you pray so much in declaring, no. Is this your word so good? The second word I want you to declare, one is Amen. Number two is always say, good, very good. If you see Genesis chapter 1, you know God, if you see God created everything, and every time He said, all the time He said, good, 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 everyone. He created snake and buffalo is good. He created everything, sun and moon, good. Even the animals, He said, good. Everything He said, good. But finally, when He created man, He said, very good. If we say amen, just come on, clap the hands and thank God. God was so finally pleased when He saw He created man. He said, this is your way. Wow. That's very important. I always judge the church are intercessors not by their prayer. I always see how many positive words they declare. They pray a lot, but still always murmuring, complaining about the pastor, church, and the song, piano, the flag. I tell you, no way. No way. No way. Word should be very positive. We should say, good. Plus, you know, there's a church asked me to be a spiritual father in Dallas. I said, okay, I'll do it. Because small church, we are broken, find a small. I said, I'm coming. I'll do be a spiritual father. But one thing, will be able to receive my teaching? Then they said, yes. Okay. So the first thing last week I gave, what do you want? They all thought I'm going to give a teaching from the Bible. And I said, your church want to grow, always be positive in prayer. Amen. So your church from today, nobody should speak any bad word or no gossip in the church.
Amen.
If anybody gossip or even saw something negative, I tell you, quit the house, church. Or I don't come to the church. I will not be a spiritual father. No gossiping, no criticism about other people. If you really come to church, see your church, healthy church, everyone come inside, everyone say, very quiet, very good. Very good, very good. Everyone should say in the church, very good. If anywhere in the church you talk about other people, or the pastor, or the church, I say, you should not be a part of the church. So I told them, be positive, speak positive words in the church. Number two is encourage each other. If you want to see the church growing, you growing, encourage publicly. Come to the church. The 15 minutes for a time of encouragement. Encourage each people. How they sing. They're very good. And the light is so good. And at least one word come and say, yeah, I went to the restroom. Restroom is so clean. That's enough. Everyone come and say one word of encouragement. Very positive. But I want you to say, take a microphone and tell publicly. Even somebody brought me, what is it? I was so thirsty. I don't know how they understood. He brought me hot water, tea. Come on, tell publicly, thank God, and encourage them. But if suppose somebody is doing something wrong, just go to that room, sit there, and you know, today, I know you were not praying. I don't know, you were kind of running here and there. I didn't like it. You know, it's a God's presence. I was so disturbed when you were shouting. But we were all quiet. Please, next thing. Where? Don't take the microphone. Go there. Encourage publicly, but correct privately. Church, please receive this message. You may read Bible so many times. You have so much of conferences with famous international preachers, many times. But very important thing for a church should be very positive, encouraging. Encouraging, that is the early church Ephesians, Paul is so very careful, encourage each other. We are all human beings. We make mistakes, but what our Father, Heavenly Father taught us and Jesus taught us, encourage each other. Will you do that? Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
So I want your church, number one, praying church. Number two is always encouraging positive words in your church. I don't want anyone to speak any negative. Even though it's wrong, even though something very bad is happening, it's not inside the church. You can talk very quietly, privately, see this is happening, how we can pray on this. Don't make it public. No gossip. No gossip about others, other family, other church, other ministry. When we come here, we should never talk about, criticize other churches. Not criticize about other. Your pastor may be a good pastor. That means you should not criticize other pastors. Whenever you come, even praise that pastor. You come and say, tell your pastor, I was in that church for 7 years, that pastor, the church is so good. Don't come and tell all the story, so bad church, yeah, pastor is so bad. But no. There are so many good things you receive from that church. Come on, share with them. But if you want something, no, nothing wrong. When you pray, yes, bring in this thing. We have to pray, but don't tell everyone, come on, let's pray. Yes. That's called you are praying people. These very basic things I am trying to teach you. Very basic things. Whenever you speak all this positive of other people, very positive. One day, two children, the caretaker, the teacher, they came to me and said, all children are good, but two children, very naughty. Get them away. They are very naughty. We cannot handle them. Or we quit the ministry. I said, they are small kids, you know. They are new. They are not used to this. Please give them. No, they are very naughty. You know? Okay, I called them, two kids. I said, you know, you both of you are very good children in our house. You know that? They said, yes, we are very good. But you know, teachers told me they are naughty kids. But I said, you are very good kids. You know that? You know that? I'm going to give you one thing. Okay. You know, we have 4 puppies. I need somebody to take care. Do you like puppies? I said, yeah, we don't love puppies. Oh, good. Very good. So I called them. You can choose. Each one can one. Choose 2 puppies. Okay? They choose 2 puppies. you know, as soon as they come from the school, they don't, all the children run to snack tea. They run to the kitchen. But these 2 kids run to puppies. They did not run to the kitchen. With a bag, they run to see the puppy. Puppy, how are you? How are you? They pat and then go to the kitchen. Wow. And one day I was sitting in the church at the back of the church, and they didn't know that I'm sitting at the back and praying. And they went with the puppy inside the church. And they went inside. They kneeled down, both of the kids, and made the puppies to kneel down. Kneel down. Kneel down. Look at Jesus. Kneel down. And they don't know how to kneel down. They put it. So they put both the legs and another 2 legs. Come on. Say, Jesus, thank you. Say, thank you, Jesus. Say, thank you, Jesus. This poor puppy looked near them. Come on, say. This kid said, come on, say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And after this, these 2 kids turned behind. They saw me sitting. They were shocked. Oh. Because the 2 kids came.
two puppies cutting. But you know the two puppies? They're beautiful makeup, spa, so makeup. Lipstick. Eyebrow. Puppies have a lipstick. Eyebrow. And here is a ribbon. Okay? And the puppy have a ring. And a chain. Sir, what is this? You know, puppy, you know, they need, you know, makeup. So I have a makeup, I put for my puppy. I put my ring for the puppy. Wow. I said, wow, you are the best children in our home. But my teacher said, not the kids. But you see, he made the puppies to pray. He made the puppies to pray like this. And they put the fine lipstick and eyebrow to the puppy. Wow! I told them, one day, I called the girl, her name is Gayatri, one day you will become a Mother Teresa. She said, okay. And today she finished the university. She is her ministry for the, you know, the children are born from the broken families who left the fathers. She started the ministry. Wow. That day I said, yes, you can do. You're a good child. Come on. Come on. I know they are problematic, negative. But I don't touch that area. I look at only their positive. I said, you can do that. And then when I say, it is inside, it's coming out. Even normal good children, they don't put the, you know, makeup and the saloon, right? And all the lipstick. But these kids, they went beyond to show the love to the puppies. Wow. Man looks at outside, but God looks at your heart. The positive things is not coming from outside. Positive things is coming from inside. But negative things come from your mouth. But positive things come from your heart and then come to the mouth. Don't judge the people because they say something. It is coming out of their emotion. But the good things always coming from your heart, deep in your heart. That is the power of the Holy Spirit. That is the workmanship of the Holy Spirit. It's there inside. It comes out. Don't judge the people because of their emotion, their word, their strong words talk to you. It's coming out of emotion outside. But every person born of the Holy Spirit is a good person. Drink this water, you will thirst again. But you, if you drink the water that I give to you, you will not thirst again. That means he's talking about the positive approach, positive word. Because negative, Samaritan woman all the time talk about negative words. I'm not a good person. My family is not good. My race, my generation, tribe is not good. My mountain is not good. And we are a forsaken and untouchable people. And we are not worthy people. And we are not worthy to even to take the water from this place. So many negative all the time. But Jesus said, no. If you drink the water, if you say negative words again and again, today you say 5, tomorrow it will be 7, and then day after will be 9. But if you drink the water I give to you, John says, he says about the Holy Spirit. If you drink the Holy Spirit, if you say today 5 negative words, tomorrow it will be 3. And the next day it will be 2. And another day it will be 1. And then finally it will be 0. That's what he meant. If you drink this water, you will thirst no more. That means no more negative word. So if you are a praying person, walking with God, after 1 month, 6 months, Your attitude, your thinking process, your word will be changed. But I see many times, 10 years, 20 years, same. You see the people talk always very negative, always hopeless word, always negative word, always about other people, so bad, finally quit the church. No way. When you quit the church, you should thank God for this church. Wow. I thank God for that. Even today, even though I left the Catholic Church, I don't condemn them. I left the Catholic Church. That doesn't mean I should condemn them. No, I should not condemn them. No, I never condemn them. I always thank God. Because of the Catholic Church, yes, I have a good foundation. But today God is raising up. That means they are bad people. No. No denomination is bad. They have their plus and minus. They are positive and negative. We always pick up the negative comment from the pastor. You know that the pastor church is so bad. So, and then what will happen? You should, when people come and tell you, the pastor is not good, we are not good, people are not good, you should know. Tomorrow, when they leave your church, they are going to tell the same thing to other people. I'm that pastor. Then I will understand. No. When you come and say, no, that church is good, but I have a feeling I should change my church. I feel this is the right church, I must come. That's fine. We should never condemn people. Never condemn churches. That's fine. That belongs to God. We just leave. But we tell them, no. I see some very good things for me. Because this is like a Chinese restaurant. This is like a Taiwan tofu. So I like the tofu, so I go to the restaurant. Fine, no problem. Thank God. Every church, every man, every person has plus and minus. We see always plus, then we'll be successful. If you always collect negative, that's a downfall of a person. Negative word brings them down. Positive word makes them up. That's called the Bible. The word of God is very positive. Very positive. Jesus, very positive. He knows the American woman. He knows Mary Magdalene. He knows the prodigal son. He knows everything. Everyone has a problem. He knows that. Even including Peter, he knows very well. This person is going to deny him 3 times. He already said. But he said, no. You are the rock. On this, I'm going to build the church. I'm going to give. Negative person receiving the key from Jesus. Wow. This person completely first degree sin. First degree sin. Not third degree, not second degree. First degree sin Peter made. Lord, he's not Lord. He's your Lord. No, I don't know. He's not. Wow. This is the biggest sin. But Jesus said, take the key. Take my sheep. Feed my sheep. Peter cried. I'm so negative. You know everything, but you tell me. Peter thought Jesus, when he came, he's going to really kick him. I trusted you. Finally, you went to tell him. But Jesus came and said, Peter, I prepared a very barbecue fish. Come, Peter, take it, cut it, to the, give it to the disciples. I admire Jesus. So, what a God we have. Very positive. He never accused him. He never. It's a very big sin, but he never pointed out, you did that. I'm ashamed of you. I made a wrong choice. Never. Never. I look at Jesus. That's why he was able to win the hearts of the disciples. Peter could not, till the end. You know when he died, he said, I don't want you to put you on the cross like Jesus. I'm not worthy. Put me upside down. When he was murdered, martyred, you know what they did? They put him on the cross upside down. I don't want to be like Jesus. I'm not worthy. Wow. The positive word of Jesus. How he looked at your Peter and gave the key to him, authority to him, made him to make this statement. I'm not worthy. Even at the last stage, I want to be humble. Amazing. Amazing. If you see one who you are going to hit word, one person with the same word, they will hit you back. But if you are going to bless that person with a positive and godly blessing, you see that man will be completely changed. That is the strategy of Jesus. Humble himself, Peter. Humble himself. Finally in Rome, he called the authority and said, finally before die, I'm asking only one favor. Please don't put me on the cross like Jesus. Put me on the upside down. I tell you, when I went to Rome, They showed me the place where Kwagis, they showed me this is the place Peter declared. I knelt down and cried before God. Wow, what a man. If you go, you can see that word. Peter, before he died. Because before dying, they'll ask you, want anything you want? He said, please don't put me on the cross like Jesus. I want you to put me upside down. Wow. Wow, what a God. Jesus taught such a deep lesson to him. That's why he was on fire. Fire for Jesus. Today, God is calling us. These days, we humble ourselves. It's not our word. Even though we have done so much, it's okay. God knows. Leave it to God. Don't expect people to praise you all the time. Even people talk something bad, pray for them. Bless them. That's good. Bless them. Father, I thank you for this church. Amazing church. This church is not on the tradition, big dogmas, but this church is based on your love, your teaching. I see so many people today. Touch them. They're very precious. But Father, today I see so many people are facing Jericho wall. But my prayer, come Jesus. They don't know how to handle this situation. It is beyond their capacity. Even though they have big money, they cannot solve this problem. They have a good position, they cannot touch this problem. But in 100 days, something's going to happen. I believe it, God. It is you. It's your prayer. It is your power. I believe that sister sitting there, God is speaking to you, sister. You. Yes. Finally, God says, yes, it's a time. Yeah. Focus on God. Don't give up. Don't give up. God is giving you one more time. One more chance for your family to rise up. You and your family, you will see, you will worship the Lord. You are going through the furnace, Daniel furnace. But God is so good. It is only praising Him. God is going to release your family. And your family will be a family altar. You will see your family. And so much prayer will be happening in your family. Because so much sacrifice has happened. God is going to anoint you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's the time that you will turn to the hearts of the children, the young people. And God is going to touch children, young people through you, your prayer. And your husband, both, I told you, something is going to happen. Because you are facing a wall, and also you are facing a big stone. And then God spoke to you, Jesus spoke to people, remove the stone, let Lazarus come out. The stone is going to come out in these 100 days, stone will come out. You need not touch, it will be taken out. The angel will come and remove the stone. But always believe the word of God. Continue to walk with God. God is with you. You'll be taking some decisions. Continue, don't worry, take a decision. God is with you. You will take a decision, leave all, no fear, no anxiety. God is with you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Father, I pray for the fire of the 100 days. I want the people praying in the church, in the families. I see even the families and also networking these 100 days. I see something different happening, God. I see many of the people, they are crying out. I see the beginning, the cry is a cry of Rama. But I see the later is a cry of Esther's. I see that the finally is the cry of Hannah. I see three kinds of cry coming into this 100 days, Father. The cry of Rama is the death bell. It's a fear, is a Rama. But today, God is releasing Esther's in your ministry. They will cry out for the young generation. And the third one is a cry of Hannah for a Samuel anointing is coming into your church. Father, I pray. These 100 days, I see the tears becoming anointed oil. I see the tears of the fathers, mothers becoming anointed oil. Thank you, Father, for releasing this church with a new oil. the church is going to have a new shift, more on prayer and positive promises coming in this church. And I see these things in 400 days, many miracles happening, people come into the church, the new people coming. But I see the new wine flowing in the church. I see even the old people, they will have the heart like a young people. I see so many people, their hearts will be mild and become like a babies. I see so many people. Thank you, Father, for this ministry. I say this ministry 100 days. I see this is the beginning of a new wine that is going to flow inside. Thank you, Father. And everyone will drink. The drink is not only for the people who are inside the church, even outside the church. It will be poured and given to the inferiors. I pray, Father, it's not only for the superiors. Even inferiors will get the wine from this place. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I encourage you, I have a program for 100 days, spiritual parent, if you want to join, you can join. Maybe later I'm asking if your church also could be one of the church to be spiritual parents once a week to gather to pray for children. Yes, you can sign up your name and give it to me. I told the pastor, they can take care and the church can be one of our programs. I'm raising up spiritual parents around the world, especially in America. Okay? That's the commitment will be, they pray every day 5 minutes for children. That's the main commitment.